It's back to school for Bloomington's District 87, but about half of the students plan to stay in remote learning.
I was a little disappointed in that. I'd hoped that we would see a higher percentage.
That's Superintendent Barry Riley. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday, January 15th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a return to the classroom in District 87 that's planned for next week. More from Eric Stock.
The district kept classes virtual for the first 2 weeks after the holiday break so everyone could quarantine. About half of District 87 students plan to stay in remote learning. Superintendent Barry Riley says he had hoped more students would have returned to the classroom.
I was a little disappointed in that. I'd hoped that we would see a higher percentage. I think it is important for kids to be in school, although I certainly don't fault parents for making those decisions.
District 87 students in grades 7 through 12 will be in the classroom for the first time this school year, and 4 staff members have tested positive for the coronavirus since the break. Riley says school nurses, therapists, and social workers have started to receive COVID vaccines. He says he hopes teachers, paraprofessionals, and administrators will follow soon.
I'm hopeful that come February, we will have all educators who have the ability to get the vaccine. Now, that's my hope. I have no knowledge of how many vaccines are here in the community.
Teachers are included among the Phase 1B priority group that is next in line to get vaccinated after healthcare workers and nursing home residents. And District 87 will consider waiving the Columbus Day holiday starting this fall, but the district would still close school that day. Riley says he appreciates the sentiment some students have raised that the district recognize it instead as Indigenous Peoples Day.
We'd love to, but it's not a legal school holiday. So there's a process to work with your local legislators and see if that can be something that can be changed at the state level.
District 87 hosts a large music festival audition at Bloomington High School and Junior High on the second Monday of every October. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The county's health department has added links to its website that enables those in the Phase 1A and Phase 1B vaccination groups to sign up for alerts about vaccine rollout. The Illinois Restaurant Association is calling on Governor J.B. Pritzker to allow indoor dining to resume in restaurants. Different regions of the state triggered COVID mitigations, banning indoor dining in October and November. And in arguments before the Illinois Supreme Court, lawyers for Alan Beeman continued their efforts to allow a jury to determine if several Normal police officers acted improperly during a murder investigation. Find more on those stories at WGLT.org. The former communications chair for the McLean County Democrats is now set to begin his first term as the party's leader. Patrick Cortese tells WGLT correspondent Brianna Groh he hopes to use that experience to build on the party's recent success.
One of our big goals as a party is to take the majority of that county board. In the last two cycles, we've gained 4 seats. We're this close to accomplishing that goal, and I think we'll be able to do it in 2022.
And why do you believe that you're the person to lead the party forward? You've served on the party's executive committee as the communications chair. So how has that experience prepared you for the role?
Well, I think communications, especially now with social media and a wide variety of media outlets, are even more important for a political party to express their viewpoints and to accomplish their main goal, which is to get candidates elected.
Speaking of social media, we have definitely seen harsh political rhetoric rising on social media accounts here locally and nationally. How are you going to be able to harness that as a tool for good?
One of my rules when I was communications chair was to never use a quote or use a story if it couldn't be verified as absolutely true. I tried to refrain from opinion pieces or memes, and if I did use those kinds of things, I made it perfectly obvious that those were opinions and not actual news or facts.
Some on the McLean County Republican Party, including Chair Connie Beard and then also Normaltown Council candidate David Blumenschein, have promoted this idea that the election was stolen from President Trump. What does that do for our political rhetoric and understanding of facts locally?
I think it just creates more division and more confusion amongst the residents of McLean County. The fact is, the truth is, Joe Biden won a fair and free election. So when you're not willing to admit that, when you're giving in to the big lie, when you're telling your supporters that this election was somehow stolen from you, then incidents like what happened the other day are predictable, right? And if you ask me, I think it was preventable. They had their opportunity to pursue legal recourses for the election. And it was proven over and over again that Joe Biden won.
I want to get back to your goals for the party. Sure. We do know that in McLean County, rural areas remain solidly red. How do you want to make the case of the Democratic Party to those areas?
Well, the same way we would do it in Bloomington or Normal. I think we need to get back to more of a focus on community building. We need, the pandemic hurt us a little bit with that this last cycle. We weren't able to walk doors. We weren't able to walk in neighborhoods. We weren't able to go to pancake breakfast and town meetings and do all those types of things we normally would. So we're going to have to be creative and find a safe way to do that. We're going to use Stacey Abrams and Georgia and all the hundreds of organizers, what they were able to accomplish down there as an example. For years, they've been reaching out to residents in their communities and just having conversations about what was important, what their values are, what they wanted to see from their government. I think we need to do the same thing, and that's my plan. That's what we're going to start doing.
That's new McLean County Democratic Party Chair Patrick Cortese speaking with Brianna Groh. Before we let you go, a heads up that there is no new episode of this podcast on Monday, as we're off for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at cira.com.